Hello, and thank you for listening to the Prestige Property Group podcast. With each podcast, we will be interviewing one of our expert property professionals about market conditions and advice for property buyers in their specialist locality. This week, Mike Brownholt, PPG's Director of Portuguese Sales, speaks to Paul Cottrell, who's in charge of our Western Algarve division. Mike's first question was, what kind of properties are people looking for? Right. Question was,
Those are the ones that that we can primarily see on the website.
It's a selection of, condominium apartments or townhouses with swimming pools to them are the most popular at this moment in time. These are the type of properties that a vast range of clients from throughout the UK are still hot for, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. And what sort of prices are they starting from? What would be an entry level one bedroom, say, in the Lagos area?
How much would you be looking at a one bedroom condominium property, a one bedroom with a pool facility or a bar or restaurant facility. You're looking at about 160, 165, something like that.
Okay. And that goes anywhere up to presumably.
The sky's the limit, to be honest. We've got some luxury developments in the area of Lagos by where you can pick up a one-bedroom luxury apartment for €350,000.
Okay.
And then going up to the twos and the threes and the fours. I think the most expensive apartment in this area within condominium at the moment is sort of touching on the €580,000-€600,000 mark.
And presumably that's all singing, all dancing, incredible views, etc., etc.
Absolutely. These properties are intelligent properties where you can phone from home to start your washing and get your air conditioning working ready for when you come and everything too. So it's they're very, very good.
Can it open a beer for you and put it on the fridge, on the table next to the fridge?
Well, to be honest, I think if you paid that extra little instalment, I'm sure they could facilitate something like that for you.
Okay. The market is tough at the moment. We all know that. But of the people who are there looking, is there a particular type of buyer there at the moment? Have you got a lot of investors coming down looking for bargains? Is that a big part of it?
Yeah, at the moment, Mike, even just over this last maybe 8 weeks, 12 weeks, the change in buyer, people coming for deals, is amazing at this moment in time. But when I mean they're looking for deals, they're looking for in the region of 30 to 35% discount.
Yeah, and are they finding it at all?
They are, and we're quite shocked and amazed, both on a positive point and a negative point. The positive point being that maybe we're getting a little bit of a reality check here on the prices. On the negative side, we're not selling as much as what we should do because people are that little bit afraid to come down to the levels that are expected from these investors,
That is actually across the board. We're getting that in a lot of the markets that we work in.
Yeah.
So the classic kind of British holiday home buyer isn't quite so prevalent at the moment, or?
No, the difference in the buyers that are coming across now, we're shocked by the difference. We're getting cash rich English buyers,
yeah,
that are coming in and making substantial offers and getting some very, very good discounts. And also at the other end of the scale, we're getting a few, very few Irish buyers that are coming along now, because obviously things are changing a little bit in Ireland. But even in the Scandinavian market, we're getting quite a few Scandinavians coming over as well to look at. So it's not preferential to the UK market at this moment in time. It's still across Europe, and it is that you're still getting a bit of a change in attitudes from,
yep,
people from different countries.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, I'd imagine people who've got euros are in a stronger position. The pound, of course, is weakened, and that is causing trouble for the.
Well, I sort of just beg to differ a little bit with you there, because even though that the euro is sort of squaring up against the pound at this moment in time, we're finding that cash is king for UK sterling buyers at this moment in time,
yeah,
because a number of our clients here that are selling are taking their money back to sterling. And there are quite a few transactions that we know of that have been done with other agents as well that are being done in sterling back in the UK.
Right, which is good. That's
exactly,
good.
Exactly.
Because if that's what you're looking for, that's what you get. And that
Two rights. Exactly.
So for people, if somebody is looking for an investment property, what kind of opportunities are there to be had at the moment? Have you got a lot of properties that you'd say were a snip or a bargain? Would you be able to show people things that have come down a lot?
We've got, at the moment in time, we've got a nice little list of developers and builders on new product at the moment that haven't moved the product on as quickly as what they thought they were going to do in the year 2008.
Yeah.
We've now structured some very, very good deals by way of there is anything up to 15 to 20% discounts from these asking prices already.
That sounds great.
Now, if the client wants to come along and jump on something new, ready to move forward, there are some very, very good deals to be had in the Lagos area, especially at the moment.
Yeah, and that's still hopefully going to be able to produce a good rental income if you invest in a new property.
Rental incomes, Mike, at this moment in time are not being affected by this credit crunch.
It's just
rental incomes at the moment. We're still finding, ready for 2009 this year, that we've got a substantial amount of rental opportunities that are being taken up, and we're fully booked up on a number of our properties within the rental system.
That's fantastic. So the investor could expect to see, if they wanted to buy a property to let, if you like,
I think gone the days of maybe 2 or 3 years ago where we were looking to say to the investor that you're looking at about a 20 to 25 week return for the year. I mean they're guaranteed a minimum of 12 weeks return throughout the year through the peak season. But what we're tending to do these days is encourage the buyers to market themselves as well, so they can open up their options and obviously increase their cash income.
Okay, that's great. Now, talking of investment opportunities and those sorts of things, if somebody is looking to get a property that's got a bit of wear and tear, needs a kind of makeover, have you got many properties like that are kind of run down that could be smartened up and then sold on at a higher price? I mean, I know that again the market is difficult for whatever property you're trying to sell, but have you got many properties that could be suitable for refurbishment?
There are some, Mike, but what you've got to look at in today's market at this moment in time is that if somebody goes and takes on a refurbishment project, they've got to be very, very, very tight with their investment into the property because they're not going to get the money back out of it again.
Right.
So because the prices have reduced significantly, if somebody was to come in and buy a property at, let's say, 50% the face value, they really, really need to be only putting in a very limited amount of resource to get out a significant profit at the end. So we've noticed maybe a little bit of a drop off in that where people are looking for refurbishment jobs, unless that it's maybe a distress sale where somebody's having to get rid because of bank situations or other financial situations at the moment.
Okay. So when we're talking about the Lagos area, and I know that your company goes right across, well, over towards Arbor as well now.
Yeah.
And to the west to
all the way to Sagres, to the tip, and then all the way up the west coast.
Yeah. Of
about to tell you.
Of that large area.
Yeah.
I mean, is any particular place sort of really hot at the moment? Is everyone saying I want to be in a particular place? Or
to be honest, I would say Alvor at this moment in time is maybe one of the hottest areas in the whole of the Algarve.
Right.
For some reason, and it has got its own unique sort of outlook with the sea, and there's a little tiny fishing village environment still, and they have maintained that. It hasn't changed much. There's a lot of interest, even across the central Algarve and eastern Algarve, for people coming to the Alvor area and wanting to purchase in that area. So if you were to say to me, okay, which areas would you like to invest in or which you think is a safe area to invest in the near future, I would say Alvor for definitely as being a first choice.
Yeah.
And Lagos and Luge still has its own particular... A lot of money, many, many millions of euros from the local councils have been put into Lagos at this moment in time. They're completely transforming the marina entrance. So that is going to be a fantastic opportunity in the next 12 months to move into the area.
Fantastic. I mean, we're all looking for that to kind of kick off again, to be as busy as it was a couple of years ago.
Exactly.
I think that's bound to happen at some point soon. That's good advice. Now, if somebody does come to ask about property and hasn't quite got enough money to make it with cash, what are the financing options? Are they still there? Are the banks still lending people money for properties?
A lot of the rumours that are flying around at the moment with the banks being scared to borrow, I'd say they are a little bit worried at this moment in time, as in most banks are throughout the world. But as long as you are able to come in and put in, I would say, at least 30-35% of your own monies into the mortgage environment, you'll have no problem getting mortgages still.
Yeah.
The banks are still being a little bit wary, but when it comes down to valuation, valuations aren't changing at all. The banks are still giving very good valuations for loan to value mortgages. They're now offering interest-only mortgages. You can have fixed-rate mortgages here as well. You know, so the options are still there. It's just, I think, it's the mindset of the buyer at this moment in time, thinking because of the worldwide recession and credit crunch, that all banks are going to tie their strings. And unfortunately, you know, they are in the UK, but in Portugal, not so much. They are still willing to loan, but maybe not as much as what they were due this time last year, the year before.
Yeah, but it is still possible to get a mortgage.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
and what,
as with everything else, Mike, you know, you have to have the financial backing and the credit scoring to be able to get a mortgage anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So it doesn't change.
What sort of amount could somebody expect to be able to get a mortgage up to? What percentage of the price? If they've got...
Well, I know still of a few banks within the Algarve that are actually lending 75 to 80%.
Right.
But like I said to you before, if one of the buyers were to go to a bank looking for a 60 to 65%, let's say 70%,
yeah,
you're more likely to be able to qualify for that mortgage, obviously subject to your circumstances, than what you would do if you were looking maybe for the maximum 80% loan to value.
I'm with you. Okay, now, is there a time of year? This is an interesting question we've been asking, and in some places people have said there's no season, and in other places they said that there really is a season. You know, would you say that there is, if you were going to go and buy a property in Lagos, it was the first time, would you say there's a very, very best moment to come and look for property? Or
yeah, I would say you've got two very good prime time buying times.
Yeah.
Now, what I would say, being living in this area as well, is that any time between the end of September, maybe into the first week of December,
yeah,
is a very, very good buy-in time just before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at the second week in January leading up to the last week in March.
Yeah.
Those, to me, are the two biggest prime buy-in times in the Algarve.
Yeah, fantastic. Because, of course, once the season's there, things do get a bit more crowded. Properties are filled.
Well, I mean, with the Alvor, I mean, we have an office in Alvor as well, and that's a little bit of a different situation because it's an office that's located on the seafront, and we do get a lot of walking clientele based there that are actually looking in the window. You know, it's still a hot summer's day, but they're still looking, and they still want to go and look at property, but you still get the window gazer, and these are people maybe they just want a break from the beach, they just want to have a bit of a cool down. So we do tend to use that as a time of the year where it's not so much time wasters, but these people are browsing maybe with the intent to come back in the latter months, either the October and November, then to buy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good groundwork. You get them fixed, you get them sorted in the summer season. They then come back out of season, usually either without the children or when the children are back at school, and that's when the sales are usually done.
Okay, fantastic. And, you know, how many properties would a client expect to view, do you think, before they make the final decision? Is there a sort of average number, is it?
Well, what we tend to do at Casa Barlavento and the Algarve Real Estate Centre is that we tend to give the client initially a breakdown of about 10 properties. Now, this will be down to their choice or down to the fact that we must probably narrow them down to their specific requirements. During the process of them, before they actually come to arrive in the Algarve, we would have hopefully have narrowed that down to about four or five apartments or four or five villas,
yeah,
or four or five plots. We then know that when the client arrives at our office that we're not going to fill them up with too much information. They get to have a look at a selection that they've actually narrowed themselves down to, and it's easier for them to make a choice. I don't believe in the way that, you know, there are certain agents throughout the Algarve that show the clients 9 and 10 properties a day. I really don't believe in that. I believe in maybe showing the client at least maybe 3 or 4 a day. Just give them time to absorb the information, and then maybe the next day do another 3 and 4, and they should be able to make a decision after that 2 days.
Good. That sounds about right to me. And then once they have decided on a property and they want to go through with the purchase, what is the process in the Algarve? Is it similar to that in the UK, or has it got its own?
It's very different to the UK, to be honest. And if I was to say to you, it's a lot simpler than the UK. I hope you believe me, because it is. The process over here is that as soon as the client has made a decision to purchase the property, dependent on if it's within a development, usually a reservation is taken. Now, a reservation then obviously will hold that property for the buyer. And that could be in the way of a minimal fee of maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 euros. Mm-hmm. That actually secures that property for the buyer, given that little bit of time just to approach the bank and speak to the bank either about financing or if they're cash buyers, just to arrange with the sellers on what the deposits will be, obviously, to go to what we call a promissory contract. Now, the promissory contract is very similar to the UK market, by where it's an exchange of contracts, okay, where you do exchange of contracts on completion. This is a promissory contract that basically prevents both buyer and seller from falling out with each other. Now, under Portuguese law, which is one of the best laws, I think, within the world, is that if you sign a promissory contract as a buyer with a vendor, if the vendor decides after the signing to pull away from the deal, they actually owe twice of the deposit back to the buyer.
Got it.
Now, on the other end of the scale, if the buyer comes in and makes a deposit on promissory contract and they decide that halfway through the process they don't want to buy, the vendor gets to keep all of the commission, all of the deposit, sorry.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, so on that sort of side of it, it's a more positive, it prevents it prevents a fallout between both buyer and seller, and it makes the sale move forward quite sweetly.
I see. That does sound like a very good system. And I know that there are some ways that people can, well, there used to be ways of not paying certain taxes by having, I think, a Portuguese, they were called offshore companies that owned the property. Is that still a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, we've noticed as well, especially within this last sort of 3 or 4 months, there's been a significant increase in people applying for UK limited companies and also Portuguese limited companies, because these are not classes offshore. Okay, they're actually classed as onshore, the limited companies.
Okay.
Now, there's huge benefits to the buyers by going down this road significantly, even if you were to set up an off-the-shelf Portuguese limited company.
Yeah.
There's many tax benefits to you as a buyer. Obviously, the maintenance costs of a limited company in Portugal or England are significantly lower than having an offshore company, say, in Delaware or in Malta. So we have noticed that there are quite a few people. It does benefit the business person more in the UK or in Ireland or wherever in Europe, because obviously working in that environment of a company structure, things can be offset against all your taxes, and it can benefit you as the owner. If you were just the average Joe Blogs that were coming along to buy a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom property, maybe at a smaller, the lower end of the market price, it really isn't worth the hassle of being put through into a limited company, because you will still have to pay for the maintenance and the upkeep of that company every year.
Yes, of course.
So, I mean, it has gone, I think about a year, 2 years ago, when the government here insisted on onshores, and they were trying to put the scare on people owning offshore property. It still is not the done thing to put companies into Delaware or into Malta, but they are trying to encourage people now to put their properties, if they are business owners, into the UK limited or the Portuguese limited company structure.
Okay, and is that something that you're able to offer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any type of financing, and for the type of business that we do here, we offer the facility within the company of like a one-stop shop approach. If somebody was to walk through the door and say, right, okay, we'd like a property, from the point of showing that client the property to the point of them walking back out the door, there is nothing that cannot be arranged for them within this office.
Fantastic.
Financing, furniture, mortgages, anything like this can all be arranged throughout the office.
That's great to know. The last question we have, we've been asking again most of the network about this, is do you ever get vendors coming to you saying, I don't want the property to be seen on the internet and I don't want it to be published? Because we do quite often get people asking, you know, do you have properties that no one else has seen that I can see? You know, do you ever show people kind of secret properties when they come down to see you in person, or is everything you've got available via your website and Prestige Property Group?
Well, for the life of me, I can't understand the people that do even say to us, you know, that we want to sell our property, but we don't want the next door neighbours to know that we're selling it.
Yeah.
Now, it's a bit of a giveaway. way one day when you turn up with a family of four in tow, trying to show them around the property, and the next door neighbour's looking out the window thinking, I wonder who they are. So, no, I mean, we tend to encourage all of our owners, unless it's a very, very, very exclusive property, and you might get a selection of property, like in the Quinta del Lago, the Golden Triangle area, by where there's film stars or football stars or something involved, where they don't want to have it publicised. But no, in the Western Algarve up here, it's very, very open. We do get the odd occasional property that wants to offer a price on application, but 9 times out of 10, the clients that we do take on board to sell their property, they want it marketed as much as possible. They want to increase their chances as much as possible, and that's what we do for them. We've got many avenues. We use your company, and we've been very successful with your company in the past.
That's right.
We do use marketing structures of magazines and newspapers. So we give our clients as much spread throughout the media and networking as much as possible for them.
Well, thank you again, Paul, for that very informative interview regarding properties in the Western Algarve. All of our properties can be seen at www.prestigeproperty.co.uk. And thanks once again for listening.